From KALW News, I'm Angela Johnston with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Measure D. Here's KALW's Victor Tense.
Measure D is about traffic. It would create the city's first ever tax on trips provided by rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft. Right now, those companies are not taxed on any rides that begin in the city. Measure D would create a 3.25% tax on all private rides. The tax, however, would be slightly lowered for rides in zero-emission vehicles and shared rides, such as Uber Pool or Lyft Line. The city's controller says the new tax would generate about $32 million annually. Half would go to the Municipal Transportation Agency to improve bus and train services. The other half would go to the city's transportation authority, which would use it to improve bike and pedestrian safety. Proponents of the measure include Mayor London Breed and all the San Francisco supervisors. Also, the Labor Council, the Chamber of Commerce, the Bike Coalition, and Walk SF. They say Measure D would result in more muni drivers, less traffic, and easier transit for people with disabilities and the elderly. You might expect rideshare companies to oppose any measure that would cost them money. But according to the San Francisco Chronicle, both Lyft and Uber agreed not to oppose this tax. That's after negotiations with Supervisor Aaron Peskin, who proposed the measure. But there are opponents, namely the San Francisco Republican Party. They argue there's no evidence that the measure would improve traffic in the city, and they worry half of the money generated would be spent administering the new tax. So, if you favor taxing rideshare companies that operate in the city, vote yes on Measure D. If you believe rides should continue to be untaxed, then vote no.
That's a brief take on San Francisco's Measure D. For more election coverage, go to kalw.org.